Democratic leader Chuck Schumer and other Democratic senators are slamming Elon Musk's moves to gut Social Security, the bedrock of America's social safety net. Elon Musk has repeatedly called Social Security a Ponzi scheme. Schumer fired back at a Democratic news conference.
Elon Musk says Social Security is the biggest Ponzi scheme of all time. The richest man in the world is telling Americans that earned benefits that they depend on and they paid into are a scam. Tell that to the average Social Security recipient who depends on that $1,100 or $1,500 to buy food, pay the rent, go visit the grandkids. Tell them it's a Ponzi scheme. Tell them they don't deserve that money. It's outrageous. Why would they do this? They're in a frenzy to give tax breaks, tax cuts to the wealthiest, the very wealthiest billionaires in America.
The Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, ordered the firing of at least 7,000 Social Security employees of the 57,000-member workforce, and it plans to shutter 6 of the 10 regional offices. Reports indicate the Social Security Administration may eliminate up to 50% of its workforce in what the agency calls massive reorganizations, and SSA has now offered all employees incentives to leave the agency. Social Security field offices offer a full range of services, including applying for new or replacement Social Security cards, applying for Social Security and Supplemental Security Income, SSI, making changes to benefits information, and more. Democratic Senator Patty Murray.
Donald Trump and Elon Musk are taking a wrecking ball to the Social Security Administration and putting your Social Security benefits at risk. People need help getting Social Security at some of the most vulnerable points in their lives. Social Security is a promise that the American people should be able to count on after they pay into it their entire life. And a part of that promise means being able to get on the phone with an actual human being without having to wait on hold for an hour or more, being able to visit an in-office person to help you get your benefits without having to jump through hoops or drive hundreds of miles.
In 2023, SSA field offices had nearly 120,000 Americans visit every day. Now field office closures will force people to drive hours farther to get basic services. The DOGE website lists the termination of dozens of field office leases on its Wall of Receipts page, which has been grossly inaccurate, often offering little to no evidence of wasteful management behind the cuts. Democrats spoke outside HUD, the Department of Housing and Urban Development, with housing advocacy groups and supporters. Congresswoman Maxine Waters is chair of the House Financial Services Committee.
There go more homes in the hands of private investors with no federal oversight. Ladies and gentlemen, this is outrageous. There are over 771,000 people experiencing homelessness in our country. They're on the streets. They're with makeshift tents. They don't have anywhere to go. Elon Musk's 13 children sleep good at night. What happens to the other children in America?
Yeah!
DOGE task force plans reportedly include laying off half of the HUD workforce, eliminating half of HUD's field offices, and gutting critical programs that protect families and people with disabilities from discrimination, help address the housing and homelessness crisis, and support communities recovering from disasters. Congressman Alex Padilla also notes that the cuts to affordable housing grants will likely have severe consequences for Southern California aiming to rebuild from the Los Angeles fires. Reporting for KPFA News, I'm David Hummel.